Justin Longmuir, coach of the Fremantle Dockers, joins us. How good is it to be back home, Justin?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's outstanding and phenomenal, really, to be playing in front of such a big crowd this early in the season. It was looking like we weren't going to play in front of many crowds at all this year, so to get 30,000 here, it's a great start.
There have been a number of Derby debutants along the way, the latest of them in Fremantle colours. Tell us a bit about Michael Frederick.
Yeah, well, he drafted last year. He's going to find his way onto the wing at some stage throughout his career, but we'll start him forward today. He's got electric speed. He's a phenomenal athlete, very skillful, and doesn't mind laying a bit of pressure either. He's a very good tackler, very hard at the footy. So he's got a lot of AFL traits. The thing that has really stood out for me with him is his attitude. He's just wanted to get better in everything he's done all pre-season, and he hasn't been scared to ask for feedback, even off me. So, he really deserves his opportunities. His form in the reserves last couple of weeks on the Gold Coast has been really good. So, exciting. He's going to be an exciting talent, and like I said, he really deserves his opportunity.
JL, Shane Woden, welcome back home, mate. What's impressed you with your group in the last fortnight?
It's probably been longer than that. I just feel like once we get our brand of footy going, it's really recognisable, and I think the players have got a lot of belief in what we're trying to do, and when we get it right, we can beat any team. So I think obviously a very disappointing start last week, but once we started getting our hands dirty and executing in the contest and getting the game played in our front half, I thought we looked really sound for nearly three quarters. So had some inconsistencies with our footy, and quarters of footy have been letting us down. So we've been working really hard to try and build on our consistency, but hopefully we can get four quarters of it today, because we'll need to against a good side.
Mate, I think you made comment too, and whilst you're in the hub, and the game with shortened quarters now too, and how important centre square bounce and territory and playing at front half now has been really important. There have been some worrying trends for yourself around your centre bounce. Has it been a personnel thing? Has it been a structural thing? Just your inability to win that area most weeks?
Well, yeah, it's definitely been the thing that's let us down. When we've had poor moments in games, it was definitely the situation in the Gold Coast game where we coughed up four goals without touching the footy. It just comes out of the middle too easily. So we've done a lot of work on that. I mean, we've got a new midfield coach and a lot of young midfield players going through there at the moment. So it's really about education, what to do in those sort of moments when momentum's against us. How do we bring it into more of a contest and try and limit opposition damage while they've got momentum? So. And it's like a lot of aspects of our game at the moment. We're trying to educate for the long term and trying to build some real resilience in those moments when momentum's against us.
Justin, Ben Cameron here. Thanks for your time. How do you stop the West Coast Eagles' tools with this undersized defence? And did you consider throwing the magnets around and maybe moving a Rory Lobb down back for 1 week only?
No, I didn't, because I've got real faith in our system and our team defence to be able to hold up. We're going to have to defend well as a unit today. If we allow the Eagles through the middle of the ground and allow them to get into their fast play, we're going to be in trouble no matter who we've got down there. So we've been trying to build a system. Lobby is a really important part of our system, port of the ball. So I feel like if we took him away from there, it would just be robbing Peter to pay Paul. Obviously, centre bounce is going to be critical to be able to nullify Nat Nui and their mids at centre bounce, but I'm real confident that if we can defend the way we can defend, our backs can get it done. So we'll have to see how it goes. I've got a lot of confidence in the backs that are down there, and I think over the last few weeks when we have been a bit shorter, we've been able to move the ball a little bit better out of there as well. So nullify it, bring it to ground, and hopefully our smalls can get it done at ground level.
Are you looking forward to it as a coach, your first derby?
Not really. Nah. It really is just another game for me. I mean, the derby is exciting for the fans and exciting probably for our players, but you know, as a coach, you really do just worry about the process. And to be honest, we get a bit nervous game day, so and sometimes you feel like you're a little bit helpless as a coach on game day. So we'll try and make sure we prepare the players as best they can and give them the freedom on game day to be able to make decisions and play the game in front of them. So we continue to do that.
Good luck with it. Thanks for talking to us pre-game.
Thanks a lot. Catch us.